mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now into hour number two. Thank you for joining us. We have the president of the National Library Association joining us to talk about some of the new draconian federal activities at libraries that I'll bet you money you haven't heard about. Unbelievable developments. We're going to have open phones and a bunch of news this hour. I would hope that some of the callers here would want to comment on Bushback's new intelligence czar post, and now I found out, reading the tales of it, it'll be outside the presidency, outside Congress, and outside the courts, with its own direct funding mechanism. This is bigger than the 1947 National Security Act that gave them total immunity and anonymity. It will double the CIA and bring it over all the other intelligence bodies. This is unbelievable. And now, what we already knew, I thought this yesterday, but I didn't say it on air. I remember threats to the IMF, the World Bank, threats to the Federal Reserve and Stock Exchange by Al Siaeda a year before 9/11. And yes, 3.5 years ago, in Germany, they captured a manual out of some house, some writings, and it turned out to be a staged arrest, by the way. We found the article of an Al Siaeda individual who they then released. Oh, there's a plan to do all this. So that was their new, credible, brand-new threat. It's like we've got the newest credible threat. Saddam's got the weapons of mass destruction, total proof. Here's the British dossier. And it turns out it was written by a graduate student 13 years ago. At the time, 12 years ago. Now 13 and a half years ago. So, I mean, folks, they get stuff off message boards, chat rooms. They have a Fed go type something in, or a Fed puts down some white powder in a building, and, could be anthrax. Orange alert, orange alert. You know, this is disgusting, people. But again, the mainstream news admits, well, it's an old threat, but it's very credible and very real, and just troops have got to set up checkpoints in New Jersey and D.C. and New York, and we got to search all your vehicles, and by the way, we're going to do it nationwide, and the men in the black uniforms are here to help you, and just shut up and accept it. Meanwhile, the dollar plunged, oil exploded to an all-time record, $44 a barrel, off of this financial terror news, which they're gaining from. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Wisconsin. John, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
First of all, thanks for waking people up.
Oh, you don't have to thank me. I'm doing my duty. Go ahead.
We listen to your program every single day. In light of this new information about the intelligence czar...
And it's not new. Again, when the commission formed, they said that would be their recommendation preemptively.
Right. Well, the thing was, like, when he announced it, he had said that this person is there to serve the pleasure of the president. He actually said that in his own words when he announced it.
And then I've got the transcript. Then he added, though, it'll be outside the presidency.
Right. And
and then he said Congress is bad and has to advocate all of its authority.
But anyway, they said that... they have time to think about it during August and then act on it in September. What do you think is going to happen over the next month, considering that?
You know, I don't know what the globalists are going to pull, but now 9/11 was sloppy. A lot of people aren't buying into it. And so I don't know if they think they can get away with something again.
Right, and that's what that whole elevation of the terror threat was all about, too, is to condition people to be ready to accept this new intelligence czar program.
Yes, to prostrate ourselves and beg for slavery.
Right. Well, thank you again, and in light of this new school year coming up, we're going to be going down to local high schools and getting people aware of the things that are going on in this country.
So. Well done, Info Warrior.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. You're on the path to victory, my friend. We'll be right back, and we'll take more of your calls and get to more of this vital news and information. Again, I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's very painful for me to watch Americans being trained how to step and fetch it. How to bow down to the men in the black ski mask and the black helmets. How to have the machine guns shoved in our face and learn how to thank them for it. How to show our ID cards, how to be pulled over, how to be tracked and traced. And it's such a joke. The borders are wide open. They arrested South Texas alone over a few months. 1,000 Muslims coming across the border. And I'm not even saying they're terrorists, folks. But the point is, you know, they're claiming there's this Muslim terrorist threat that's going to get us any minute. But then the feds order all these illegals released. I mean, it shows it's a fraud. Internally, we're going to have magnifying glasses over us. It's all just part of this process of enslavement, of domestication. It has nothing to do with terrorism. The globalists are carrying it out. They put out new fake terror alerts, 3.5, 4 years old. It's like during Christmas, we went to Orange Alert, and a week into it, they said, oh, it was a fake alert, but we're going to keep it in for another 2 weeks. It's just amazing. It's so transparent. Now we're going to have a domestic CIA, unbridled, running everything. Elena in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was turned on to your program about a year and a half ago by a friend of mine, and I have to listen to you on the Internet because there's no enlightened radio stations around these parts. The only talk station we have here is totally neocon. So they won't broadcast any other sort of program. However, one of the things I wanted to call in about was the subject you're talking about today. Right before your show, I was watching the congressional hearings on C-SPAN with the congressional, the reform, Government Reform Committee and members of the 9/11 Commission.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, I have never been so afraid in my life. I mean, to be honest, I'm in my 40s. I spent time in the military, and I cannot believe what the proposals that they set out. I mean, they're openly discussing setting federal standards for driver's licenses. They're saying, oh, it's not a national ID card. It's not going to be a national ID card.
But see, that's what I've been saying. Already, 42 states already are under federal control, federal parameters. They announced they're going to do it after it's in place, you understand?
Oh, yeah. And it's scary what they're talking about. Now, two of the congressmen, I'll say Congressman Kanjorski, who's from my state, brought up the specter of, if anybody knows the name Lavrenty Beria, he was the head of the NKVD in Russia, which was the precursor to the KGB.
Did you hear our government 2 years ago hired Primakov, the former head of the KGB, General Primakov, to help them set up Homeland Security? I'm not kidding, folks.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, this is, it's lunatic land. It's so obvious. I'm sorry, go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Okay, well, what I was saying
he brought up the Russian internal secret police. Go ahead.
Right, and that Lavrenty Beria, after Stalin died, became the prime minister by default because everyone was afraid of him. And saying, you know, well, this position that you're talking about, this national intelligence director, what are we going to do about this? Because it may sound far-fetched, but could it happen? And then Denis Kucinich brought up the Patriot Act, which sort of really irritated, you know, former Senator Bob Kerry, who snapped at him saying, and he turned it totally around.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Kerry is a bloodthirsty murder torture master. I mean, we've got somebody who's killed more people than John Wayne Gacy up there. Just scary, chilling individual. You know, he was telling them to shut up, huh?
Well, basically what he did was he got really angry with Denis Kucinich because Denis Kucinich asked him, well, what's this recommendation about having some sort of a body within the Department of Justice to see that civil rights are respected, and how are you going to do that? And he got really angry and just flipped it around and said, well, you know, Ramzi Youssef wasn't worrying about our civil rights or anybody's civil rights, so why
That's
should we
right.
spend
we're
time worrying
out,
about his?
We're fighting Al-Qaeda, you traitor!
Right, and Denis Kucinich was talking about American citizens. So you can see it happening already, and plus the fact they have a lot of September 11th families there. Now, I haven't seen that part of the broadcast, but for all the listeners, if you get cable and you get C-SPAN, it will be rebroadcast. And I will say this. I lost two friends on September 11th, okay, that they didn't drag out until many, many weeks later. And I started, I think, looking for answers about that time because things just looked to me like, what is this? Why didn't we catch it? Who was asleep at the switch? But I know that those two people, I mean, in honor of them, they were people that would be horrified talking about biometric ID.
I know, and they
all
claim it's
stuff.
For the families. We've got three women out of thousands who were against it who are family members, victims of family members. Oh, but we have three people who are for it. It's for the families. The families demand we kill American freedom.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all for
us. Yeah, it's a big fat lie.
It's just that they're parading people around, and I just wonder, I would like your opinion on something. President Bush delayed. He fought the 9/11 commission.
That's all part of theater. That's all part of theater.
Yes, and now all of a sudden, we've got it right before an election, and now they're all going to scramble to get something done. So
and naturally, the commission appointed by him wants a total dictatorship. How surprising!
Yeah, I mean, doesn't it just all fit together too well? It is frightening. And
we've got all these terror alerts, which they admit again are fake, but that's okay. We're going to keep the alert going.
Well, all I can say is that I have directed as many of my friends as I can to your website. And one of the things I like about you, I had somebody send me some of your films. And the one thing that I really totally enjoy about you, Alex, is that you don't just come up with this stuff out of your head. You use real news sources because people go, hey, he's just another one of those conspiracy theorists. You know, he's making this stuff up or getting his news from, you know, one of these idiotic agencies. And I said, no, you have to see this guy. He reads you articles. He shows them to you. from major news sources. This stuff is right under your nose.
Yeah, it's all hidden in plain view. Well, I appreciate the kind words, Elena, and God bless you. Oh, boy. Clayton in Missouri. Go ahead, Clayton. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Well, I tell you, I was just watching the news here while I was listening to you talk to your people, and it's real interesting. Hurricane Alex is off the Carolina coast, and the next story they had was Smarty Jones, the racehorse, retires. That's kind of like when Saddam Hussein said it was all theater. I was like, man, that sounds like Alex 100%. But strange things like that happen. But anyway, I want to buy...
Believe me, sir, that's a coincidence.
Yeah, I know. I know. But it's kind of funny, too. But anyway, this isn't so funny, but I want to bounce the story off you and get what you think. I was listening to Coast to Coast last night with George Norrie in the first hour he had on Steve Quayle. And Steve Quayle is putting out this story that on July 15th, the feds found a small nuke in New York City. They weren't able to disarm it, so they took it out to the Atlantic Ocean and they detonated it. Have you heard this?
No, I haven't heard it.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure whether to believe it or not.
I don't have any comment on that.
I heard you last week, you referred to the European Union as the beast and America as the whore. Of course, you were speaking of the book of Revelation, and the whore is known as Mystery Babylon. It's real interesting. It says in Revelation 18:8, referring to Mystery Babylon, the whore, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is Yahweh who judges her. And, you know, what nuclear weapons do is, you know, pour mushroom clouds of fire. So
stone burners.
Yes. This is just my personal opinion. I think they are, Alex. I do believe between now and November 2nd, I think they are going to detonate a nuclear weapon in
New York
they've
been
City.
Saying it's going to happen. The White House says it will happen. They've been preparing everybody, and believe me, it isn't going to be Al-Qaeda, folks.
No. No, it's going to be the man.
And they're going to re-engineer this society so bad, so fast. That's why we've got to get the word out now, now, now.
Yahweh bless you, brother.
Good to hear from you, Clayton. Let's talk to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, go ahead.
Alex, it's an honor to talk to you. I work at a local CBS affiliate, and
yes,
I'm
sir.
Surrounded by the people that we're trying to fight this fight against each day. And they're just blind. They don't want to see the truth. I mean, you could pull out, like, you know, documents upon documents and show them, and they just don't want to see it. But the reason I called was I have put together a lot of literature and some of your tapes to hand out at the SOA protest.
Okay.
In November. I mean, that was 120,000 people there last year.
Great.
Get that out to the masses. But I was at a garage sale Saturday, and I found a game that was, it's like the D&D card dice game.
Called Illuminati.
Yes. Yes. I could not believe it. I opened up some of the cards, and there was a card called Terrorist Nuke, and it was two buildings that looked, you know, two towers standing side by side.
That game was put out by an Austinite. I think that particular version you're talking about is about 7 years old.
1994 when it came out.
Yeah.
And I was just totally shocked. I mean, some of the stuff that's in there is like martial law, you know, corporate takeover, you know, some of the grab a headline out of today's paper and manipulate it. You know, it's just everything that you're talking about. And I showed it to some of my friends, and, you know, they could not believe it. But I could take some digital photos for you.
Yeah, you ought to scan those in and email those to Tips. We'll post them. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I will. But I'll call you back and let you know how the SOA protest went.
And again, for SOA, what do you mean by that?
School of the Americas.
That's right, up in Fort Benning, Georgia, torture school.
Yes. They had the military last year when I was there. I carried my gas mask in because you never know, you know, what's going to happen. I mean, we go in there, you know, as peaceful protesters, and they wouldn't let me bring it in. And I was like, you have yours on your hip, but I can't bring mine in. But the military pushed the huge speakers right up against the fence to drown out the people that were talking about their family that died by the hands of those they trained.
That's right, the military directing their propaganda
right.
against American citizens. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Continuing with your phone calls, my friends, taking us in many different important directions. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris, another Chris, this time in North Carolina, with Hurricane or Tropical Storm Alex bearing down on them. Welcome to the airwaves, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, this is the first time, you know, I called the show, you know, because I listen to you all the time. And, well, everybody, you know, everybody stole my thunder. I was going to ask you about, the people sneaking across the border in Arizona and, what happened on coast to coast. But, I'm trying to see what I was going to say. Okay, what do you think about the FCC?
Well, I mean, they're there to consolidate. They're not there to keep the airwaves clean. It's supposed to be the people's airwaves, but they're there to consolidate and control information. And it's a very, very corrupt organization.
Okay. Yeah, because I called them, you know, because AT&T, they had, I think they had slammed my phone. You know, I don't know if you ever heard this before.
Yeah, I don't think the FCC are the folks that regulate that. I think it's the telecommunications, the federal bodies. That would be some of the fraud institutions that expose fraud in your state. Maybe your state attorney general, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I had called the FCC, and, you know, because I wanted to make a complaint about it. And, you know, the lady, she, like, started hollering at me and saying, are you sure that this is what AT&T done to you, and you better be absolutely sure before we send this information off to you? And she, like started talking to me like I was a child or something, like, oh, start hollering, you better be sure and all like that, and hung the phone up on me. I said, well, you know, what is this?
Well, that's government. We're the slaves. We're bad. We've got to be kept in line. We're evil. We're stupid. They're God. We're not.
Oh, okay. So, what do you think about some, it's like a website, I think it's called Cloak and Dagger. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah, I've interviewed the folks involved with that, and yes.
Okay, what do you think about some of the information that, you know, that comes from there? Is it credible, or...
I mean, I think overall, Sherman Skolnick and Lenny Bloom put out some good information. A lot of it's very sensational, but they do a lot of research. I mean, I think it's overall good.
Oh, okay. Well, so, I mean, have you ever heard anything like they were saying, I think they were saying like that, like that Skull and Bones, like that Bush was doing some type of homosexual act or something like that?
Well, yes, they do say that, and I appreciate your call. Let me try to elaborate on that, Chris. What I do know is that in my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, 2-hour, 5-minute video, the first 20 minutes is news articles, mainstream news about male prostitutes being shipped in, world leaders, bizarre rituals. And these are articles going back to the 80s, 90s. Then the New York Post last week, or now 2 weeks ago, and this is still at the top of the page on the right-hand side, News in Focus on PrisonPlanet.com. Headline, Gay Porn Star Services Bohemian Grove Members. And so that is one of the staples of the Grove. And Richard Nixon, the president, we have the audio clip from his presidential library there. And then it's even in the news article. They talk about the clip, but we happen to have the clip where he says that it's the most homosexual place he's ever heard of, worse than San Francisco. And the point is, these are our Christian conservative leaders. And so I don't know about the claims of Sherman Skolnick and Bloom. I mean, I know that they get in a coffin. I know they do weird sexual rituals. That's admitted. As for the claims that Bush has AIDS, I don't know if that's true. And I won't say that because I can't prove it. Truth is stranger than fiction, okay? That's just, what am I supposed to say to that? Let's talk to another Eric. Eric in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to mention the current issue of CIO Magazine. Headline, Poindexter comes in from the cold.
And that's the convicted felon, Admiral Poindexter, heading up Total Information Awareness Network and the new Matrix system. But
it mentions that he was convicted of, in 1990 on 5 felony counts, including lying to Congress. The conviction was subsequently overturned.
Well, it was overturned. It was basically pardoned.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, to what extent? There's 5-page view of it in here, and this magazine I get it in the mail about every 2 weeks. I don't know where it comes from, but just to what extent can and should citizens be informed about their intelligence, about the intelligence activities and tools that penetrate their lives? And he basically goes on here and talks about what it wasn't. Policy that killed TIA, it was the Future Map project.
Well, Total Information Awareness never was killed.
That's right.
They changed the name.
Yeah, it ironically, he argues the dissolution of TIA, in fact, was a defeat for privacy advocates because the project was that they opposed have now gone underground, choking off public scrutiny.
Yeah. Well, just stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back. It's important.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Term Busters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, we have a dishonest government. Here in Austin, Texas, when I get involved in city and county affairs, if you start fighting a program or proposal, they'll just change the name of the program and change a few words in the proposal and then sneak it through on you. But again, the general public just takes government at face value or doesn't even investigate government, doesn't even know how government works in its normal operation, so they're able to do all of this. If we all simply got involved, picked one or two issues, and spent maybe a couple hours a week being involved in our government, we would have an incredibly free and dynamic society. But total information awareness, run by the felon Poindexter, was nothing but the PR, public relations stunt name of the National Security Agency, or the NSA, the biggest known federal spy agency, was nothing but the public manifestation, and was an all-seeing eye in a pyramid, you all saw the logo, radiating the earth. And they said, everything you buy, everything you sell, every credit card purchase, every divorce record, everything is going to be in it. And then there was a big outcry, and they had this staged event in D.C. Oh, well, we killed the program. Then they actually, it seems to be the rule, they then doubled funding under three different programs, one of them called the Matrix System, which is bulldozing ahead at the state level, federally funded, to collect every piece of data. when you use the customer loyalty card or you do whatever, all that system, that data is bought from the grocery stores. Even USA Today admits when you buy a pizza, it automatically, through a computer with a major pizza supplier, runs through a database to see if you've got a felony, and it flags the police to come arrest you at what address you're at if your address has changed. I mean, you know, that's the freedom, folks. Worse than 1984, worse than Soviet Russia, worse than East Germany under the Stasi. And so our listener is reading from some magazine article about, it was really a blow to civil libertarians because now it's gone underground. And a few weeks ago we read the article about, I think it was from Capitol Hill Blue, of where Total Information Awareness Network is based there in Virginia. But, I mean, it's like the TIPS program, the cable guy, the exterminator's going to spy on you, and they're going to recruit the neighborhood watch to spy on you, and then they hear, that got killed. That program got defeated. Then you find out that you go to a college football game, and there's retired military people who've now been hired back in military outfits, searching people's bags and shoving folks around, just training you how to live like a slave. Again, this is all in place now. They're just trying to incrementally get used to seeing it. So when they show you Boston or D.C. or New Jersey or New York with troops and military and black uniforms and helicopters and machine guns, it's all part of the acclimation. Because they got a lot of horrible things planned for you. They've got to bill in your mind. They've got to sell you on the bad guys really being the good guys. And then you hear, the TIPS program's back, and everybody's spying on everybody, and it's to fight crime, because crime supports terror, and so there you have it. Wait till you hear how they're purging the libraries of constitutional books, law books, U.S. codes, you can't get to it. Got the president of the American Library Association coming on in about 25 minutes in the third hour, so I shouldn't laugh, it's just... I can't believe how concerted and sophisticated and cold-blooded all this is. And then just the abject, total, willful ignorance of the yuppies who think this is to keep them safe. Now, this is to clamp down on you while they suck you dry, you fools. So a lot of you will cower in fear and say, well, I better subconsciously make the decision to just deny it and join it. A lot of you are smart, and you engage in doublethink, and you decide to just go ahead and join this, and go ahead and go along with it, and somehow you'll be safe. And that's the worst possible course, of course. Again, you've played a little mind trick with yourself, the trick of all cowards. A real coward doesn't even know they're a coward. They don't even admit to themselves they're a coward. If you're going to be a coward, just wallow in it. Men out there that don't love your families. Women out there that don't love your families. Just pathetic. So you want to live in tyranny? You want to see the death of America? You're going to see it. You're going to see it. You're seeing it right now. And it's only the beginning. All this police state is about clamping down as they take your economic future, as they take your bank account, as they take everything you've got, as they draft your children for eternal wars, a 100-year war, as they implant you with the chip, as they track and trace everything you do, as they give you the national sales tax, which Bush is now announcing, by the way, which will be on top of the income tax, by the way, sold to you by phony conservatives who aren't real conservatives. You better get your mind around it. You better learn quick. You better make it the focus of your life to fight this thing. We're talking to Eric. Eric in Texas. Finish up what you were saying out of this. What's the magazine again?
CIO, Chief Information Officer. You have quoted out of it before, and it just, they use all the terms, CIA, TIA, everything. But the last thing I want to say is, the largest form of mental illness is denial, and people will be deceived any way they can. And you always speak of the mark of the beast, and it isn't going to be a physical mark, although I don't believe taking the microchip is anything any sane person should do, but it is a mark of deception, and people will be deceived by that. They just need to get through their head that, I mean, if you have the mark of a Christian, if you do the right thing, you're obviously not going to take the mark of the beast. But before I go, this last article said, before the Total Information Awareness Project was dissolved, It had made progress on several fronts. It created Vanilla World, a simulation not unlike the popular Electronic Arts Sims computer game. Vanilla World had about 2 million people, including terrorists, making transactions, and the goal of the simulation was to see whether patterns of suspicious transactions would rise up above the noise of normal activity. It has a few pictures of him smoking his pipe, thinking that, I guess, that he's just... I was pretty amazed by the article myself.
Yeah, in the past, for some reason, they would send me that magazine. I haven't been getting it lately. Maybe you send it to me. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's... And then, see, you get arrested because you're a person of interest. And you disappear, and there's no process, no liberty. No checks and balances. Well, we've just got to trust the government. You know, things changed on 9/11. Yeah, they told you that within 30 minutes of it happening. Things have changed now. Got to give the liberties up. Okay. Fred in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hello.
I don't know if your eyes are going to glaze over if I bring this up, but I did find a library software manual, and I just want to say that they have a tremendous database that they say that they're not going to use, but it has all kinds of things in here like academic status of the patron, social security number, telephone number, driver license number, company name. These library patron databases are much bigger than you might think by filling out an application.
Yeah, well, for those that just joined us, we've got the president of the American Library Association. She's in a board meeting. If she doesn't come on, it'll be the director.
Yeah, and the other thing...
You want, I'll put you on hold. You can talk to them.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just going to put you on hold now, then. You're going to have to hold about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just put you on hold, then, if you want to talk to them. Yeah, well, under Patriot Act, everything you do is tracked in a library. But nobody pays attention because the bookstores haven't complained that the bookstores are doing it, too. And that's in section, 213? So we'll be... Wait till you hear the new stuff, folks. It dwarfs all of that. They're actually shredding books, okay? The feds have ordered hundreds of books shredded. And it's law books. It's U.S. code. They do not want you reading it. Let's talk to Maryland in California. Maryland, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening about 2 months, and I haven't heard you mention anything about this story out of Associated Press on July 30th that Ridge tells colleagues he may retire, and then he's attending a he's working Homeland Security was working the door at Bill Gates' party. And evidently, see, it says, well, I was thinking, well, I guess Ridge, I thought I saw where Ridge was attending the party, but there was speculation that Ridge may be hired by Gates. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I heard it on the radio yesterday.
I heard local comments about
that. I heard the national news feed locally talking about it. Well, they say Ridge is probably going to get a new White House job. He may jump to this new intelligence chief job. See, they're just creating agencies as fast as they can, domestic KGB type, with actual KGB advising them. It's Associated Press, by the way. So, I mean, what do you say? Blockhead is just a puppet.
Well, you know, the story actually says, and my take was that Ridge was trying to get out from under this evil, possibly. I don't know. The story says he...
Let me tell you, Ridge is very evil. I can look at him and tell you he's evil. The way
well,
he acts, the enjoyment, he's got... No, I mean, using criminology, he's got psychopath written all over him. I'm not kidding. That man's a dangerous psychopath.
Well, I have no doubt about that. He claims he is going has to put his children through school and earn more money, and that was why he's quitting. So that is interesting.
Sure, yeah, the governor, yeah, worth tens of millions. He's real poor. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I appreciate all the work you do. I'm looking forward to getting your ordered 3 videos. I've never seen your stuff before, but I listen to you. I'm addicted now. Thank you so much.
Well, ma'am, God bless you, and thanks for the call, Maryland. We'll take one more call and cover news for the rest of this hour, and we got guests coming up, and we'll take your calls then, too. Brooke in Maryland, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is actually Brooke in Rhode Island. But
okay, go ahead.
I have a comment and a question for you. Are you ready to shape the global agenda? I just saw this ad in The Economist from London in the jobs section. It's from the World Economic Forum. They're looking for someone who's ready to help shape the global agenda, a director for global and regional agendas. And they discussed the whole position, and I was totally blown away by it. And I can actually give you the website for it if you'd like to apply for the job.
Oh, yes, I'm sure they want me.
But, Alex, the question I have to ask you, and I don't know if you can give me a take on this, but I've asked a few people around here, and no one can figure it out. In the last 3 or 4 months, I have noticed Rupert Murdoch's New York Post doing a lot of very provocative reporting.
Yeah, the homosexual pleasure slaves, the Bohemian Grove.
Well, that was not the only one. When the beheading of Nicholas Berg occurred, in an article on their opinion page, they referred to the beheading as the Feast of the Sacrifice, which I thought was very provocative. They also really ran after Princess Alexandria, the Duchess of Kent, and the wife of Prince Michael, the Duke of Kent, and slammed her and smeared her for something like about a month, including, I thought, rather unfairly. On the other hand, the Duchess of Kent and Prince Michael is the leading top Freemason in the United Kingdom and the British Commonwealth. And I thought that was really rather strange that Rupert Murdoch would slam.
Well, let me break this down. Number one, those type of reports sell, so they'll allow some of the truth out, and as you say, smears out. Also, there's a lot of evidence that there is real internal infighting inside the New World Order going on right now.
Yes, I was trying. You know, these people, Alex, I don't know if you're aware of the fact, but people like Edmund Safra, Lord Rothmere, and Robert Maxwell. Robert Maxwell was literally pushed off his yacht and thrown to the sharks and eaten by the sharks, and he was a major media mogul in Britain. So my question is, what do you think Murdoch's agenda is in presenting all this provocative information?
Man, that'd take hours to get into.
Well, it's only, I've also noticed that it's
well,
only
you notice,
been in the
you
last
notice, let me stop you. Let me stop you. These people blackmail each other and stuff, too. Remember when Fox came out and said 160 Israeli spies arrested following Al-Qaeda, explosives, they could be terrorists.
Right.
And they did a couple days on that and then suddenly shut up about it. Okay, so, and I'm not saying Israel was behind the attacks, because the point is, if our government arrested these Israelis for prior knowledge of the attacks, that means our government had prior knowledge too, see? But we have those saved screenshot articles on the website because they took them down. So
well,
let me finish. You wanted to, you
sure.
wanted to ask a question.
Okay.
People
Sorry.
Will bring out news articles to then get something they want from somebody else and then withdraw them. Now, I don't know if that's the case. That's speculation.
Well, you know, there was a major Masonic murder in a lodge in Long Island where a Mason.
Yeah, they blew
shot.
His head off and then the Masonic
yes.
cops showed up. Nobody got in trouble and they had guillotines and black coffins. Yeah.
Yes. Well, it was interesting who reported that, because the Daily News, owned by Mort Zuckerman, did not report that. The New York Post made a big thing out of it, and also Newsday, which is on Long Island. But it was, and also the Freemasons in New York were suspended from having lodge meetings, which I thought was very interesting. But Rupert Murdoch seems to be reporting all this, and in great depth in comparison to everyone else. And I was just wondering what the guy's agenda could be, because he must be an Illuminati. Or
okay,
he must
let me
be
let me answer your question, and I'm gonna let you go because I got some news I want to cover before this hour ends. You know, Rupert Murdoch's had a TV show, an hour special about not going to the moon. Rupert Murdoch has shows about the UN taking over the national parks, and I know that show was accurate. Lost Freedoms or something? It was on like 3 years ago. They have all this stuff, and then that gains your confidence. It's like O'Reilly exposing the open borders and then suddenly being for them. So they put in enough to give credibility. They know what sells. Okay, people want to hear about this stuff. I mean, take this broadcast. You put this on your little radio station that has no ratings for a year, you're going to get big ratings, station after station after station. But we just give it all to you. okay? But a Murdoch will give you some of it because they know it sells and then mix the propaganda in with it. Well, that's the easiest, simplest, most basic answer I can give you, and it's a good question, Brock. We should all think about that. This broadcast is about a process of thinking about that. All right, I'm going to come back in a few news stories. Then we've got the president of the American Library Association. By the way, Stephanie, they're calling in at the end of this hour, so be ready for that. And so that's coming up. I want to get into what they're doing in the libraries. This is new information. This is a press release by the American Library Association. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break. I want to challenge all of you to visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv today. I want to challenge you to visit the Secure Safe online shopping cart and get some of the videos or books. When we get back, I'll briefly give you the phone number and mailing address as well. I'll tell you about some of the titles, then we'll launch into this news article, and then we'll get to those guests. So the end of the second hour, straight ahead, then the third hour, please stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got Carol Bray Cassiano, the president of the American Library Association, joining us here in a minute or two, and she'll be with us for about 20 minutes into the next hour, maybe even 30 if she has time to take some calls. This is a big deal, new developments. They put out a press release. It's on InfoWars.com right now. It's also at BuzzFlash.com. But before we do that, if you want to get my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, If you want to get the Masters of Terror, if you want to get George Humphrey's new 9/11 video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, in Section 213 and 215, they have provisions about breaking in your house, taking what they want, leaving stuff, not letting you tell anybody that you were searched, making you be a spy for them, then you can't report that you've been told to be a spy. And the library associations at the state and federal level, national level, have fought this. The bookstores haven't talked about it because they don't want to scare you. They have to do this, too. Borders Books has been caught and others under this. And you think it's not for you. All suspicion of crime is considered terrorism in Section 802. The new development that I learned of this morning blew me away. Book burning, folks, or I should say book shredding. They are going to get rid of all these publications about government, the U.S. Code, about asset forfeiture seizure, all this stuff, laws, so you don't know how to defend yourself. Prisons are moving to block prisoners from getting access to this, too. Now, when the government starts not wanting you to know the law, this is tyranny. And joining us, again, is Terrell Bray Casciano, the president of the National Library Association. And it's good to have you on, Terrell. I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Alex. My pleasure.
We've just got a few minutes here before this hour ends. In a nutshell, this new abomination, can you tell us about it?
I sure can. My understanding is that the Department of Justice asked the Superintendent of Documents, who oversees what we call depository libraries that hold federal documents, to destroy these publications that you were just referring to. There was a public law, the Civil Asset Forfeiture Reform Act of 2000, and a compilation of select federal asset forfeiture statute, and then there were some forms related to that. And depository libraries, federal depository libraries, were asked to withdraw these materials immediately and destroy them because the Department of Justice has determined that these materials are for internal use only. And as librarians, we immediately became concerned about that because these were federal laws, which would be fairly readily available anywhere else. And we were concerned about why these were being, we were asked to destroy these. So the American Library Association put forth a Freedom of Information Act request to find out from the Department of Justice why these materials were going to be removed. And the Department of Justice subsequently asked libraries to disregard their instructions to withdraw those publications. So basically, the bottom line is we will not be destroying those materials.
But again, they tried to sneak this through, and you know, this is personal for me because I have congressmen and women on. I promoted a petition. This broadcast in 2000 helped pass that law that they just can't grab your house and take it without, you know, you having a trial. And now they don't want people to know how to defend themselves and use this congressional reform.
It was very unusual. I mean, we were very surprised as librarians that this would come down.
Is it fair to say, Carol, that if you would have gone along with this, they probably would have wanted you to shred other stuff?
Well, we have been asked occasionally to destroy other materials. Typically, it's with materials that there's a mistake in the material or the material's out of date. It's very rare that materials are withdrawn or asked.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to talk about
use.
This, the Patriot Act, everything else on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Carol.